As they neared the top of the steps, the mist seemed to close in around them. Water beaded on their armor, and Queld was forced to wipe it from his eyes. They were in the uppermost reaches of the mountain, deep inside its soaring peak, and the air was growing thin. Ahead of Queld, Mordrin had reached a level platform and stopped, half shrouded in pale mist. He glanced back at his brothers, as if ensuring they were close behind, and then, gripping the hilt of his sword in both hands, he stepped into the white haze, disappearing completely. Queld hurried after him, taking the last few steps two at a time. The platform had been constructed from dark grey stone, carved from the very stuff of the mountain, and formed a bridge of sorts across a wide, ominous gulf. He crossed it cautiously, watching the mist. Beyond, he could hear no sound, not even the tread of boots to mark Mordrin's passing. He breached the mist a few seconds later, and suddenly, all the color, noise, and horror of reality came crashing back in around him. The bridge emerged onto a shelf of grey stone, where a large crystal archway had been erected, jagged and uneven, as if abandoned halfway through its construction. Mordrin stood beneath the arch, looking out upon a vast circular chamber. Here, upon a throne of quivering flesh and bone, sat Mazik the Unfixed. He was a vision of perfect imperfection, his body so twisted and mutated that it was no longer able to hold its form for more than a few seconds, before sloughing away only to then reform, as if his entire being had become malleable and inhuman. One side of his face still resembled a man, while the other was more akin to a gibbering spawn, the skin blistered and rubbery and foul. A single tusk grew from the base of his jaw, jutting awkwardly through the torn flesh. Yet he still bore a semblance to the space marine he had once been, and for a moment, Queld thought he caught a glimpse of sorrow in the thing's eyes. He still wore remnants of his ancient armor, thambraces and pauldrons in blue, gold, and green, and marked with the symbol of the three-headed Hydra, the mark of the long-disbanded Alpha Legion. But they no longer served as anything but hollow reminders of his once great heritage. Behind Mazik, a bubbling vat of green, viscous fluid burbled in the center of the room, from which a series of fat pipes trailed, siphoning the stuff into squat round pods, tended by a twisted mechanicus creature that was more machine than man. They contained what appeared to be hulking bodies, their pale flesh glistening and wet. Three of these creatures flanked Mazik's throne, and Queld realized with disgust that each of them bore a familial resemblance to their master, despite one of them carrying a third arm, another twin heads, and the third a set of insect-like pincers which erupted from its shoulders. These, he presumed, were the result of whatever vile experiments Mazik was carrying out with the pods. Mazik looked up and grinned.
Welcome, Shadow Masters. It is a true honor to have the children of Korax himself come to bear witness to his legacy, to become a part of that legacy. I am certain it's what he would have wanted.
Do not presume to speak that name.
Mazik slowly prized himself from his throne, and as he stood, the thing moaned. It was another of his grotesque creations, a living creature so malformed that it was barely recognizable as living at all, its only purpose to serve his fleshy mass. Worse, it too appeared to bear some relation to his own disgusting form. Mazik gestured to the three creatures behind him.
These are my Gel. They were created in Korax's honor, as a tribute to his magnificent work. I seek to complete what he started, to forge an army of Gels in my image, crafted from my own imperfect genes.
They are abominations, and we will put them down.
You will before me, I shall set to work. I will harvest your gene seed and meld them with my own. I shall raise a new legion of Gelds, and with your help, they shall pass unheeded through the shadows, just as you have passed through each of my trials. Don't you see? I erected this entire edifice, waged this entire war for you.
We shall play no part in your grotesque games, other than to end them!
Queld fired. Hot rounds spat from the muzzle, peppering Mazik, causing him to stagger back into his fleshy throne. The exploding shells burst sickening holes in his flank, but as quick as they formed, the wounds began to close, as if the syrupy flesh had simply absorbed the shock of the onslaught.
Foolish creature! So full of righteous zeal! So blinded by your faith in your false emperor! Understand this. I do not need you alive for my process to work!
Mazik reared up, and his guild charged, thundering across the cavern towards the Raven Guard. Queld ghosted left, keeping Mazik in his sights, as Illith and Arteryx went right, engaging the guild. Mordron rushed forward, leaping into the air, his sword wheeling in a wide arc that connected heavily with Mazik's arm as he spun to try to fend Mordron off.
Die, fiend!
The limb parted from Mazik's torso with a grotesque sucking pop and slopped to the ground, where it seemed to lose all cohesion, degenerating into a puddle of wretched slime.
You shall pay for that, primitive scum!
Mazik thrashed out with his other arm, catching Mordron hard across the side of the head. Thrown bodily from his feet, Mordron slammed into the nearby wall, struck his head against the crystalline rock, and slumped to the ground, his sword tumbling from his grasp. Mazik spun, searching for Queld.
Come now, Shadow Master. No need to be coy.
Mazik's flesh rippled, flowing across his body as two new limbs sprung, hydra-like, from the stump of his shoulder. He flexed them, making fists, testing their strength.
For Khorax!
Queld burst from the cover of the shadows, unleashing a hail of Boltifier into Mazik's face, striding forward until a moment later, his head had been almost entirely obliterated. Queld stood for a moment, his bolter smoking, waiting to see if the creature was dead. Instead, however, Mazik's flesh began to ripple once again as the head reformed. And too late, Queld realized that the twin-headed Geld had broken free from the battle with Illith and Arteryx and had lumbered up behind him while he'd been otherwise engaged. He twisted, attempting to sidestep, but the thing was too fast, and a thunderous punch to the chest sent Queld reeling backwards, crashing into one of the growth pots, severing one of the pipes and spilling the foul-smelling liquid across the floor. He scrabbled to his feet, his bolter lost across the other side of the cavern. He circled around behind the pod as the Geld lurched closer, trying to buy enough time to consider his next move. Inside the pod, the creature stirred. A quick glance told him it had originally been one of the cultists, but the green liquid had been somehow mutating it, causing its flesh to bubble as its genes were corrupted and rewritten to mirror Mazik's own. And to think, he'd done it all in the name of Khorax. Queld would ensure the vile thing died, but nothing else but that.
Arteryx!
Illith and Arteryx were still desperately battling the other two Geld. Arteryx was wounded, down on one knee, and Illith's twin combat blades were flashing frantically as he attempted to hold both of them off.
Rush! Victory! Out! Mortis! Brother!
Mazik was lumbering closer, intent on forming a pincer movement with the girl to trap the Shadow Captain behind the growth pod. Queld drew his combat knife. He was running out of options. If Mordron's sword had proved ineffective against Mazik, his own blade would barely leave a scratch. The Geld seemed somewhat less malleable than Mazik himself, judging by the wounds Illith had managed to inflict, but Mazik was the only real target. Queld was beginning to think that the only option was to deploy a crack grenade, to trigger the device and hurl himself at Mazik, hoping that the ensuing explosion would disperse his bulk enough to prevent his rippling flesh from reforming. But first, he had to deal with the Geld.
Let us finish this!
It swiped at Queld with its massive fist, and he ducked low and left, then came up with his blade flashing, scoring a deep groove across its chest. It howled and staggered back a pace, before lurching forward again, taking another swipe. This time it caught Queld in the shoulder, the force of the blow sending him spinning to the ground. He rolled, only to strike the wall, sloshing in a puddle of the green liquid that was still being piped through the end of the severed cable. He looked up to see the Geld looming over him, fists clasped, both arms raised above its head. There was nowhere left to go. He was pinned against the wall. He looked up at the thing's twisted grimace, just as its head separated into two, cleaved apart by Mordron's humming blade. It wavered on the spot for a moment, and then pitched sideways, slamming into another of the growth pods and spilling the grotesque bundle of flesh inside.
Aye, brother! Let us finish this now!
Queld caught Mordron's eye, and a moment of understanding seemed to pass between them, before Mazik rounded on Mordron, slamming him so brutally in the chest that his armor cracked.
And still you live! Your gene seed will prove most satisfactory!
Mordron dropped to one knee, groaning in pain, as Mazik closed on him again, his thick fingers circling Mordron's throat as he hoisted him into the air.
Once you are dead!
Queld saw his chance. He took it. He lurched forward, snatching up the severed pipe as he slammed into Mazik, thrusting his fist deep into the pliable flesh of the traitor's belly. Mazik grimaced, releasing Mordron, who nevertheless retained his grip on Mazik's arm, preventing him from turning to fend off Queld.
Face me! I will look in your eyes as you die!
Mazik scrabbled, attempting to pull away, but Queld held firm, his fist buried deep inside the traitor's guts, clutching the end of the pipe as it discharged more and more of the green, mutating fluid into Mazik's body.
No! The beauty of my work! Can you not see it?
Mazik swung his fist, pounding the side of Queld's head again and again and again. Queld felt warm blood trickling down the back of his neck. Everything was limned and black. Yet still he held on, pushing the pipe deeper, deeper, until suddenly the pounding relented.
I see only the madness of a traitor, writ large. I see only death.
Stinging lights were dancing before Quill's eyes. He staggered back, releasing his grip on the pipe, sliding his hand out of the sickening mulch of Mazik's torso. The mutating fluid had done its work, malforming Mazik's already grotesque body until he could no longer maintain cohesion. Mazik's left pauldron slid off, taking a slurry of his upper torso with it. What remained of his belly was dribbling down his legs, and his face was slowly sloughing away as he screamed, revealing a yellowed skull beneath. Within moments, he'd slid into a slowly mouldering heap of jellied flesh and muscle, littered with the pieces of his ancient armor. Dizzy, and no longer able to support his own weight, Queld tumbled to the ground with a thud. Everything went black.